US President Donald Trump has attacked the United Nations for its bloated bureaucracy and mismanagement on his first official visit to its New York headquarters. He's called for urgent reforms to make the global body stronger and a more effective force for peace. But the UN's biggest challenge will be dealing with the worsening nuclear threat from North Korea, as Anne Barker reports.
In his opening words to the UN, Donald Trump, the president, couldn't resist giving himself a plug as Donald Trump, the property developer, backing his own decision to build Trump World Tower across the road from the UN in New York.
I actually saw great potential right across the street, to be honest with you, and it was only for the reason that the United Nations was here that turned out to be such a successful project.
Trump, the developer, once also bid for the rights to rebuild the UN's aging headquarters. Today, as president, he was more interested in refurbishing the UN's agenda and finances.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement.
President Trump says the UN was set up with noble goals to feed the hungry and provide disaster relief, but that it's lost its way by wasting a huge budget without reaping the results.
While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment. But I know that under the Secretary General, that's changing, and it's changing fast, and we've seen it.
The president's words, while critical, were far more measured than a year ago when he trashed the UN as a country club for people to party during his campaign for election.
When was the last time you saw the United Nations make a settlement of some war? You don't see it. And we're spending a fortune. Right now, it's like a country club. We pay for a tremendous percentage of it, and we always get the wrong end of it.
Nevertheless, President Trump's criticisms have struck an unlikely chord with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the former socialist Prime Minister of Portugal, who sat next to Donald Trump and agreed on the need for reform.
Our shared objective is a 21st century UN focused more on people, less on process, and as you rightly said, more on delivery, less on bureaucracy. We know that the true test of reform will not be measured in words in New York or world capitals. It will be measured through tangible results in the lives of the people we serve and the trust of those who support our work through their hard-earned resources. Value for money.
Donald Trump's main address to the UN is scheduled tomorrow, when he's expected to discuss bigger global challenges such as the nuclear threat from North Korea. In the meantime, he's hosted a meeting of world leaders, among them Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who supports the call for UN reform.
We agree that it should be more efficient and more effective, and for many, many decades there have been concerns about the way the UN has operated. So if there are ideas that can be implemented to make it more effective and efficient, then we certainly support them.
Julie Bishop will give her own address to the UN later this week, where she'll put Australia's case for pressure on North Korea.
Sanctions have only just been imposed on North Korea, and we believe that it can be deterred from its illegal behaviour if maximum diplomatic, political and economic pressure is brought to bear on North Korea. I'm sure the President will reiterate that all options remain on the table, but we must give sanctions an opportunity to work.
The UN meeting coincides with the US military sending bombers and stealth jets over the Korean Peninsula and suggestions that US Defence Secretary Jim Mattis is exploring further military options. But on the sidelines of the UN talks, China has urged the United Nations to adhere to its current resolutions, such as sanctions, rather than making threats of military action.
Anne Barker reporting.